Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Governor Mike Dunleavy is expected to release his proposed budget for the next fiscal year today, with state revenue forecast to continue to slide. Another round of spending reductions is anticipated, as well as a second attempt by the governor to pay full permanent fund dividends. 40 electrostatic precipitators will be installed free of charge on wood stove pipes in the North Pole area. A program funded by Golden Valley Electric Association is offering the stack-mounted emissions reducers, known as ESPs, as a means of testing their effectiveness in reducing area fine particulate pollution. GVEA Vice President John Burns says the ESP installs target homes in the Hurst and Dawson Road area, a pollution hotspot where the state operates an air quality monitoring station.
So from the standpoint that we can ensure that all 40 of these are deployed within a one-mile diameter of the Hurst-Dawson monitor, we can see the general impact on the PM2.5.
Burns says the ESP units are scheduled to arrive today and then be installed at homes of area residents who applied and qualified for the test program. He says instructors are in town from Washington State to train locals how to set up the units.
The key, obviously, is to ensure that they are installed properly so that we can be assured that they're operating, and then we can, you know, follow up to see what the rough magnitude of benefit is.
Burns says GVEA is working with local groups, including Citizens for Clean Air and Smoke Busters, as well as the North Star Borough, which is funding an independent study of stack-mounted pollution control technologies. Research, he says, the North Pole ESP project could aid.
Theoretically provide the borough some practical information.
Burns says GVEA is putting $250,000 toward the project, which will include a second round of ESP installations. He says that's a relatively small investment for a potentially significant pollution reduction compared to anything the utility could install on its power plants.
And so, you know, Golden Valley, to the extent that we can provide some benefit through a program such as the ESPs, we felt it prudent to step forward.
Electrostatic precipitators are widely and successfully used in Europe. GVEA says the Swiss-made units cost about $2,800 installed. The Fairbanks North Star Borough's senior citizen population is large and growing. Local organizations like the Fairbanks Senior Center are working on strategies to address the situation borough-wide. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Nearly one in five Fairbanks North Star Borough residents will be 60 or older in the coming year, and the number of those age 80 and above will more than triple over the next 15 years.
Come 2035, we are going to have over 5,000 80 and older in the Fairbanks North Star Borough.
Darlene Suplee is executive director of the Fairbanks Senior Center.
So how do we as a community start prepping for that? We're already a little bit behind the eight ball.
It's a dilemma that most Alaskan communities are grappling with because the state has the fastest growing senior population in the country.
We have a silver tsunami, which is happening in the state, which also is happening here in the interior.
Suplee says devising a strategy to deal with the borough's growing elderly population requires data that projects its growth and its needs, especially for housing and health care. That data was last compiled in 1998, but it's now been revised and can be found in the Senior Needs Assessment, a study commissioned by the Senior Center and released in September.
You have to start with some solid numbers in order to be able to communicate to individuals where we're going.
Suplee says the assessment's data shows, among other things, the need for educating people to work in the many healthcare jobs that'll be needed to care for the elderly. She says it'll also inform private sector entrepreneurs interested in building senior housing and care facilities. And it identifies where seniors live around the borough.
The basis to see where the population is, where are the needs.
According to the assessment, there are 18,000 people age 60 and above in the borough. Just over 5,000 live in Fairbanks, and some 4,600 live in outlying areas that include Chena Ridge, College, Esther, and the Goldstream Valley. There are just over 3,000 in North Pole and about 4,000 in Salcha and elsewhere around the borough. The scattered clusters make it tough for volunteers to get out to those far-flung communities, especially during winter.
It's difficult for them to travel to the Goldstream Valley area or out to Esther.
Laurie Lizotte manages the Senior Center's Senior Companion Program.
So I would like to recruit volunteers for the program who live on the outskirts of town.
Lizotte said she'd like to establish a series of satellite senior center operations in those communities. She says they'd be modeled after a satellite center in Delta Junction and a smaller startup operation in Tok.
We recruited our first lead volunteer in Tok. So the Senior Companion Program is in Tok as well.
Suplee says she and Lizotte will hold several meetings in those outlying borough communities to pitch the idea and get their feedback on what seniors in those areas need. The first meeting will be tonight in the Goldstream Valley. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Santa recently made an early visit to the Western Alaska village of Napakiak. As KYUK's Christy Schallenberger reports, the pre-holiday stop was courtesy of the Alaska National Guard and Salvation Army's long-running Operation Santa program.
Sergeant First Class Nicholas Mikos is waiting for the Black Hawk helicopter to land outside the National Guard hangar in Bethel. The sergeant has played Santa Claus before in the Alaska National Guard's Operation Santa. It's a tradition that dates back to 1956. Each year, the National Guard flies to small, remote Alaskan communities off the road system, bringing presents, ice cream, and Santa. Napakiak was the second village this year. Santa visited Tuntutuliak a week earlier.
Checking IDs?
Yeah. Principal's office is right here.
Mikos and about 20 other volunteers are setting up the gym at the Napakiak school with bags featuring characters from the Disney movie Frozen, which are for babies and toddlers. Older students receive backpacks filled with snacks, toothbrushes, and school supplies. The adults are not left out. They get cheerfully colored hats knitted by women in Florida. When everything is ready, the children file in to sit in the middle of the gym floor. And then the big moment.
Look who showed up!
Hey, everyone!
It's Santa. While some kids and their parents line up to talk to him, others line up for ice cream.
Would you like chocolate or caramel on top?
Not everyone knew Santa was coming to Napakiak. Trisha White saw the Black Hawk helicopter circling the village earlier in the morning.
We didn't know what was going on.
So she and her partner Jonathan Nelson called around and realized it was Santa.
A couple hours later, we found out everyone was here.
So they brought their daughter to share in the fun. Meanwhile, 16-year-old Natalia is admiring her new backpack.
Oh, I got a free backpack that says Peace Frogs. And it's purple.
Natalia hopes Santa will come back again.
Yeah, I hope it happens because it's like a community activity that's pretty cool, and not this many people always go to activities.
For many kids, this was their first time at Operation Santa. And for Major General Torrance Sachs, who is Commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, it was his first time too.
I haven't seen kids that excited about Santa in a long time.
He doled out the cherries for the ice cream line, and he has a pretty good idea of the favorite toppings.
I'm going to say chocolate with sprinkles and one cherry. I only had two people in the entire room that did not want a cherry.
2 hours later, it's over. Everyone packs up, loads the Black Hawk, and takes off. Reporting from Napakiak, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
And I'm Dan Bross.